The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I could see the emails coming in already saying that I'm a hater. But it's, you know, I love my dog.
Sure.
But there are certain things that I don't do for my puppy that Raven does for his dogs. And when he tells me, it takes every ounce of me to be like, I don't know if that's normal, Raven. Mm.
Well, I mean, I've got a whole list of stuff that we do for our dogs. I mean, if we started talking about it, there would be a million things that I would think that were just conversational that you would think is nuts. But one of the biggest things that jumps out at you typically when I talk about it is that I brush my dog's teeth.
But wait, how often do you brush your dog's teeth?
At least 3 times a week.
I have never in my life brushed my dog's teeth.
Yeah.
Well, never once.
Here's last night. I'm brushing Barkley's teeth.
Okay, we're going to brush him.
He's got his own toothbrush, obviously.
Okay, we brush him.
We don't share.
Oh, good boy. Good boy. See that one in the back? Open up. Good job. Okay, go tell mom I did it.
And then after, you know, I send him back to, you know, the bedroom. He walks in and he pushes the door open and he waits for mom to go, good job, buddy. And then he comes and you know, he hangs out in the bed for a little while.
Are you even supposed to brush your dog's teeth? Because,
yes.
I mean, I have never missed a vet appointment in my dog's life. And never once was she's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Are you not brushing your dog's teeth?
Well,
she always says it's fine.
A certain dog, I mean, obviously, just like people, some dogs have better teeth than others. And smaller dogs typically have more teeth problems than larger dogs.
Mm.
So, and I have 2 small dogs, and one of them, that's Barkley, he's got great teeth. His brother's got terrible teeth, but he's got great teeth, but he's got a couple ones way in the back that are hard to get to, and I think he's going to have one of them pulled coming up at the next doctor's appointment. I don't know.
I wouldn't even know. I would have no idea.
Yeah.
If Lila needed to have a tooth pulled, it would not be on my radar.
Well, if the dog's breath stinks, you know, that's one indicator.
That is nothing to do with anything. My dog's breath stinks all the time because he eats dog food. It's not because, and brush your teeth.
If it's really bad, then there could be a dental issue going on there. But listen, that's just one of a bunch of extra things we do for my pets.
On our text line, it says... my dog has her own Netflix profile full of nature documentaries,
oh,
and I leave them on for her when I leave the house.
That's smart.
Come on.
No, that's smart.
Come
I like
on.
That. We have booster seats for my dogs because they're small, because they're, you know, they're lower and they like to see outside the window, obviously, when we're driving and stick their head out the window.
Your dogs have car seats?
Yeah, beautiful ones. They're nice. They're like plush. And they're both, you know, like custom size for them.
Are you serious?
And they weren't cheap. I'll tell you that right now.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Yeah, no, that's a real thing. Yeah. I can get a photo of that for you, too, if you want. We also have a lookout tower, per se. Like, we go out to the second floor window and look out and bang on the glass before we walk outside because there's a hawk that wants to eat Baxter because he's like 12 pounds.
You have a lookout station for hawks so that your dogs don't get eaten in the backyard.
If you saw Jaws, listen, it's like a shark tower, but, you know, there's no water. But it's important just the same.
I know, like, that people do things that are extra for their pets.
Sure.
Definitely. On our text line, my goldfish loves raspberries, so I have to take them apart and divide the raspberries into individual pouches to give it to them.
Wow.
How do you find out your goldfish loves raspberries?
I mean, I feel like you're walking by maybe eating one and it falls in there by accident. Or the kid throws one in there and it's like, oh, look.
I mean, I think with the exception of, like, giving her extra treats because she's a good girl, I don't think there's anything extra that I do for my pet.
Well, she's big. She's not going to fit in one of these booster seats. And if you thought a hawk was going to carry her away, I would caution for you to look outside first before you let her out.
But... What is the extra thing you do for your pet that people would think is weird? 1-800-330-9999. What's the extra thing that you do for your pet that people think you're nuts? 1-800-330-9999. Raven brushes his dog's teeth 3 times a week.
Uh-huh. Here's me and Barkley in the bathroom last night.
Okay, we brush him. Open up. Good boy. See that one in the back. Good job.
Louis, what's the extra thing that you do for your pet?
I give him a bath in the tub with me.
That's weird. I'm sorry. What kind of animal is it?
It's a dog. Yeah. Most dog parents are... I consider myself a dog parent. It's like my kid. So when I take a bath, we both take a bath, and then we both get out and take a shower.
You know what? I mean, I could see that that could be easier in many ways, too, depending on the size of the dog.
When I first got Lila, yeah. I got in the shower with her to clean her.
I mean,
I had clothes on. Like, I wouldn't go in there naked with her.
I mean, you think she's interested? I don't think she's interested.
I don't know. It just feels weird.
She's
it
not videoing you or anything like that. I mean, you could go with less clothes on. How many clothes did you go in? Did you wear a peacoat?
No.
What were you doing in there?
Shorts and a t-shirt.
I feel like in your own house.
There's law. Aren't there laws? Like, you can't be naked around your pet. I don't know.
In your own house.
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, it makes sense. But my dog is 12 pounds and the other one's 20 pounds. And you know what? The 20 pounder, I could see that almost working easier. Yeah, that's, and that might be extra to some, but
I think it's
practical.
Casey, what do you do for your pet that's extra?
Every single week, I give my little girl, my little princess puppy, a pedicure. I do a whole massage. I paint her nails. I do the whole shebang.
What kind of dog do you have?
She's a little poodle mix.
Oh, she's bougie.
Oh, I like that. Can you?
That's cute.
Do you use regular nail polish?
No, there's dog nail polish. So, it's safe for them. And I just paint her little nails. She gets to pick out what color she wants. This week is purple.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I mean, they have dog nail polish. They have dog hair dye. They have all that.
I know the hair dye because I watched that terrible show for a while. Remember, it was on Netflix or something where they just colored all the dogs' hairs?
They were turning everybody into pandas or bears.
Whatever it was. But yeah. I didn't know that there was pet-safe nail polish.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I feel like my girls find out, they're going to definitely be trying to give Lila pedicures. Scott, what's the extra thing you do for your pet?
I like to give my dog massages. I lay him down. I give him a little massage. Takes like 20 minutes. It's fun.
Is everybody massaging their dogs? The other woman that talked about the pedicures, she was talking about massaging her dog, too.
I massage my dogs, but I'm doing it for a tick check, right? So if I tell them it's a tick check, sometimes they're up for it, other times they're not. So then I gotta, kind of basically surprise them. Be sneaky with it.
Does he enjoy it?
Yeah, he loves it. Closes his eyes. He kind of gets that grumble snore going. Yeah, it's fun for both of us.
Yeah.
I would like it if somebody would just routinely give me a massage, right?
Who wouldn't?
I know. Miranda, how about you? What's the extra thing you do for your pet?
So my dog's name is Celia, and sometimes she gets tired on a walk, so I have a stroller for her. I don't like to see her pant or, like, let her little legs work hard.
The strangest thing is that Raven does all these things for
every one
his
of them.
Dog, except for paint the dog's nails, and it's probably because they're your boys.
We have a stroller. It is due to injury. It was, when Barkley was hurt and recovering from surgery. But we haven't gotten rid of it. I mean, we still have it. And when they get older, I'll do the same thing. One of them's got better legs than the other.
Raven wanted to get one of those baby Bjorns for, like, the babies and just strap the dog to his chest.
I mean, I thought it was a decent idea, right? At least on my backpack for hikes. I mean, just because he was recovering from surgery didn't mean that he didn't want to go on hikes. And you try taking one of them dog strollers up through the woods. Not very easy.